It is a good day to bid you a good day. Hello, I'm Doug Stephan Dudley with Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'll be visiting with Richie live in the studio there on Thursday as I'm leaving Palm Beach where I am this morning tomorrow and driving north in Florence, South Carolina for the program Wednesday morning. And then Richie's zooming, zapping up to
I'll alert the crew. Hurricane Dudley flying through.
Speaking of Hurricane Dudley, there was no name to the storm, but you notice how they have named the Weather Channel decided they're going to name all these storms this winter?
Oh, yeah, every weather pattern has a name.
What a wild weekend for weather. Jennifer Horn, by the way, here, and Ken Kessler, happy to have all the services of all my friends here with us so we can do a coordinated, coagulated effort at bringing you up to date on the stories of the day. And the weather certainly was something people were talking about over the weekend, wondering if the baseball season would start on time because the weather was so bad. Some of the parks that are in the north and the east are, well, they're flooded out in a sense, but they have these huge vacuum cleaners. Literally, they suck the water off the fields. And they put tarps on them anyway to sort of protect them. But in order to get the tarps off, they had to drain off the water. I noticed that that was the story of Fenway Park, and I will bet story of the New York, both of the New York parks. Richie, when does the baseball season start in Washington?
Nats open up in the Mets today up in New York.
Today. And then, well, but in the stadium that's in Washington.
Home opener is next Thursday.
Not till next Thursday.
Yeah, and it's we're Thursday or Friday, yeah. And we're looking at Thursday, and we're looking at rain then too.
Uh-huh. You know, surprisingly, we didn't have to worry about any of that in Southern California.
Well, earthquake action, though,
yeah,
JJ.
Yeah, we did have a bigger earthquake this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys deal with it. Just the monotony.
Of all that wonderful weather?
Of all that. Don't you get bored, though? I mean, I would miss fall.
Nope.
No.
I would miss fall.
Yesterday.
We had a cloud just the other day.
I was walking around. Yesterday, Meredith and I were talking as we walked through we went to see what was the name of the hotel? The Grand, not Barbarian Hotel.
Budapest.
Thank you. Grand Budapest. It was a good story. Walking through the parking lot, though, looking at the sky, it was beautiful. It wasn't humid here. Yes, it was just very, very nice. And we all appreciate the weather, the good weather, after you have so much bad weather, which is what we've had in the north and the east. Everything north of the Mason-Dixon line, all across the country, awful, wet, wild weather from the northwest. Washington State had a horrible winter. And all the way down to Northern California, stretch it across the Rockies into Minnesota, the Dakotas, Michigan, Illinois, Iowa. Awful weather into the northeast. But we're thankful the spring has decided to bring itself around. So the focus is on hoping it will be good weather for the beginning of the baseball season, which really sort of puts us in a spring mode. One of the things that doesn't put us in any kind of mode, the hope, which every day there's a plane or a satellite that sees something in the ocean, and then they send planes out there, they can't find anything. The biggest deal was there was spotting. Which satellite saw the fishing equipment and the dead octopus or whatever it was? Kenny, whose satellite was that?
I don't know which satellite it was
Australian and French.
Yeah. So the ship is the thing that found the dead octopus,
or whatever
it was.
They picked it up. It was some abandoned fishing equipment and a dead jellyfish.
Yeah, jellyfish. Okay. So these objects captured everybody's imagination. It was headline news for hours on CNN yesterday. No far. So far, nothing. No far. Yeah. No matter how far you go, there's nothing there. So the missing plane is still missing. How much money is being spent? I saw a number equal about $4 million an hour between all the planes, the boats that are on their way there. That's how much is being spent by various governments around the world.
Wow, that's how much I get paid for doing the show an hour.
Good for you.
That's
congratulations. Good. Yeah,
wow.
Good for you.
Let's say it's time to call it quits.
Yeah. Well, they won't, though, because they want to have closure, whoever they are, for the benefit of the family. The Chinese government, or the Chinese insurance companies, I'm not sure which, have started paying out benefits to family members who were Chinese. You knew that, right? You saw that? How they have decided, okay.
I'm a little shocked to hear that they have any benefits of any kind in China. So
you learned two things then, Richard.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of the grim tasks that are before us, the treacherous terrain out in Washington State, the debris, the contamination, the weather is horrible and has continued to be horrible. Talking about rain. It'll improve today, But the searchers, can you imagine them just soldiering on? They just keep going out there, unrelenting. Quote, Governor Jay Inslee said, "We are all hoping for a miracle. People are doing everything humanly possible, looking for the people who are lost. Still, what is it, 90 people unaccounted for? Is that the right number?"
I think it's shrunk.
Has it shrunk?
Yeah, I think it's down to 80 now.
Is it down to 80? Okay. All right. Okay. The Ukraine. Tell me if you really care. Do I even bother with this?
Yes.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
Think it's okay.
I do.
All right. So we didn't get much out of Secretary Kerry yesterday and the equivalent to Mr. Lavrov.
We had a nice four-hour conversation.
Right, they did. Yeah, exactly. The results? Nothing. No progress.
Do they take bathroom breaks, do you suppose?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, they're full of it, both of them, so they need to go relieve themselves time to time. They plan to continue these discussions today. They shook hands at the end, and then Kerry walked out and got his bottle of squirt to get the germs off his hands. You didn't see that, though, on the CNN coverage, did you?
No.
You see him squirting? No, you didn't see that. Okay, let's see here. The March Madness down to four teams, right? Aren't there only four teams left?
Yep.
Final four? All right, so our poll today focuses, Richie, on which one of them you think is going to win. Connecticut, Florida, Kentucky, Wisconsin. Who are you on?
I'm going to go with Florida. That seems to be the popular pick, and they're rolling. So right. Kentucky, they pulled one out, man.
Isn't Kentucky the favorite, though?
No, Florida's the favorite.
There you go. You have a lot of momentum, though. I got to go for my family in Wisconsin. Come on.
Really? So there were 5,000 games in the regular season.
Never bet with your heart, Jennifer.
286 conference tournament
games. You don't know anything
games.
Else, you might as well.
There were 64 NCAA tournament games. And now the teams left standing are the ones that you can see at the poll at DougStephan.com. If you want to tell us who your favorite is, help yourself and join the thousands of other folks who spend a few moments in there to see what's going on at DougStephan.com and to check out the reality of whatever the big stories of the day are, including a story that has to do with the beer. I think we want to get to that at some point in this hour at any rate. Right now, though, time for us to think about what it is that you're doing between now and April 15th. Surprise! Tax time! This portion of the program brought to you by Intuit TurboTax, an amazing thing that if you use this the product and the process they have, you'll be able to figure it out. You are capable of figuring it out.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks. Then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Massive Wisconsin.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
Do you know your credit score? Have you checked it lately? Do you even know where to find it? Well, Discover Card is changing all that. Because Discover is the only credit card that gives you your FICO credit score for free every month in your statement and online. It doesn't get much easier than that. And knowing your credit score is important. It can have a real impact when you're looking for a car, a place to live, or even a job. It's just another way we treat you like you treat you. Discover Card. Free FICO credit score online and on your statement. To get yours, go to discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. Limitations apply.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. After eating, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all-natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. It's one of those products, when I talk about the products on the air, if I'm doing something that is live, that is my voice is attached to the commercial, that means that I've used it. And so in this circumstance, because of my stomach being upset for the past 3 months, more or less, I've been using, I used this yesterday morning before I went to the airport, and it does do what is suggested. For whatever the reason, why ever you're bloated, this will let it go. How do I say this?
Let it go.
Genteel way.
Just let it go.
Let it go. You don't know that song, right? Let it go, let it go, let it go. 18 after the hour, the Doug Steffen program. Texas woman facing manslaughter charges after she was drunk on Saturday night and went out with her two children in the car. Killed them both.
So sad.
How do people...
minute can change your whole life.
Yeah. Climate change. The forecast I was going through earlier about how the weather's going to improve. If you want to know what the long-range forecast is, it's for hotter, drier, and hungrier conditions.
Hmm.
The thermostat, which... this is one of those things. When people hear global warming, they think that means the temperature is going to go up. No, it hasn't got anything to do with where the temperature is. It just means that there is more variety, if you will.
Man, it's got a ton of variety here.
More variety in today's hit music.
Oh, right. Man, we're
this is more variety
here.
In the weather forecast. The report out today from the United Nations says that threats posed by a warming climate are increasingly clear. It has urged governments to act before some options are closed off for good. Acting means that you're... And you know there's going to be a counter to this, because people just don't believe. And I've told you my philosophy for years and years and years. I think it's a combination of both of these things. I don't like to abuse the reality of our environment. That's why I try to be careful on my farm and in my own life what I do. But is it causing the problem? No.
Yeah, you got to clean up after yourself. Just
yeah,
live
exactly. You know what? Jennifer, that's so wonderful. That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
You need to clean up after yourself. How many people saw the 60
in
Minutes interview
aspects.
With the guy who developed the Tesla and the space? I never can remember this guy's name. Munch or what's that guy's name?
I don't know.
No, yes, you do. Absolutely.
I do.
You know who it is. He's a genius. Came to this country from Eastern Europe, and he developed. He was the one that did PayPal, and he got $1.5 billion for that, and then he started using the money.
Elon Musk.
Musk, that's it. Musk. Yeah, yeah. He developed that space company that now has got $1.5 billion contract with NASA.
Wow.
He developed a Tesla in the first round. He was very unsuccessful. That's what I got out of watching that thing last night in 60 Minutes. When he got started, he had all kinds of great ideas. This guy's
only 42 years old.
He was, everything he touched at the beginning failed.
South African.
And then, is he a South African? Okay.
It says South African, Canadian American.
All right. I thought he was from
born in South Africa.
Eastern connections. Anyway, it's a great story. You want a great story? Check him out. 21 After on the Good Day program. Full of stories today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com. It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
After the hour, Doug, Richie, Kenny, Jennifer, Roberta back next week here on the program. As a sort of reminder, at this point in each hour, I like to play little bits and pieces of music that means something different to you in your life, hopefully. A couple of radio hosts at the BBC were... Wait till you see this. We're going to play a little of the audio from it, but it's much better to watch it as the video of the day at DougStefan.com. Anyway, they got Hugh Jackman to sing... some of their original songs.
And he's a good singer, by the way.
I did not know that, but he was
a Broadway performer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was in Les Mis, yeah, right. Okay, so you can check out Wolverine the Musical. Had Doug Stefan. Here's a little bit and piece of Hugh Jackman singing for the BBC.
Please welcome to the stage Hugh Jackman. Mm. As Wolverine from Wolverine the Musical.
Who am I? Am I a superhero with some claws? Or just an actor searching for applause? Wolverine has all the fans, but what about me, Hugh Jackman? Who am I? I play the Wolfman, yes, it's quite the task. In X-Men Days of Future Past, there's a plug. I'm at the gym doing weights each day. Hugh has got to look buff, they say. Must I lie? I cannot eat this ice cream anymore. I need a buddy people can adore. I gave up junk food, that I know. I made that bargain long ago. And all my snacks and crisps are gone. And now this Wolverine can go on. Who am I?
Watching him do this.
Yeah.
And so, my friend, it's true.
If you are a fan of Hugh Jackman, or you like songs from Broadway, Wolverine the Musical.
He's totally having fun doing this.
Of course.
I am Wolverine! I've got it tonight.
This is from, the music is from Les Mis. The song, this is sort of an original that the two hosts wrote for him.
That's funny.
Wolverine the Musical. Funny.
That's funny. You can tell he was totally into this.
Yeah. While we're in England, Jen, Gwyneth Paltrow all over the place, the news media in England, which is driven by, we think that our culture and the entertainment, or if you will, gossip culture drives us here. Uh-huh. You have seen nothing until
you've been in. Probably kill a princess with it over there.
Yeah.
That's sadly very true.
Yeah.
Right. Gwyneth Paltrow making her first public statement since announcing she and her husband, Chris Martin, had decided to separate.
What do they call it?
Conscious uncoupling.
Watch out, she could end up dead, too. You know.
Come on. That's not nice. At the end of her latest newsletter, which is sent to subscribers of her website, she wrote, CM and I in deep gratitude for the support of so many. Meanwhile, contrary to popular reports, the new Malibu home that the couple just purchased will be Chris Martin's bachelor pad. The New York Post claims that the former couple actually plans to share it. Sources say they'll live in separate wings of the home so they can both be near their kids.
Oh,
how's that for you?
If people don't have a reason to hate them already.
They have a $14 million house at Malibu would be average to a little bigger than average size. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that they were going to live, one would be 2 weeks there and then go somewhere else, and then the other one would be 2 weeks there and go somewhere else. All right, what is Cameron Diaz? I saw on the plane, where was I on a plane? How the heck did I see this? What plane? I'm trying to think of what plane I was on.
Okay.
Doesn't make any difference. Yeah, thank you.
She's friends. I'll tell you what. She and Gwyneth Paltrow are best friends. How about that?
And she says it's okay with her.
Right. She said it's a very brave decision that she made.
Right. Okay. All right. So, God bless them all.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Get a head start on your pet's education. As soon as your puppy comes into your life, he's ready for the at-home version of canine kindergarten. Make it fun. Don't overly structure anything. Guide him gently in the right direction. Don't overuse corrections. Give him lots of praise and love instead. I wish I had a nickel for every call I've ever received from owners at their wit's end due to their puppy's misbehavior. I'd be a very wealthy man. But the bottom line is this. What a waste. It's really important to start training your puppy as early as possible. I start at 8 weeks old. I know what you're saying. What can they learn at 8 weeks old? The same energy and the same intelligence it takes for a puppy to learn how to do something wrong can be used to focus that puppy on doing something right. Now, here's the difference. Of course, at 9, 10, 11 weeks old, their attention span is limited. So short periods of time, short periods of training, always make it fun. End on a positive note. And I promise, as your pet gets older, you won't have to resolve bad problems because you've taken the time to develop the good ones. And that's important. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Awfully good to have all of you along for our Monday morning situation, the last day of March, the 31st. So tomorrow is April Fool's Day.
Oh, boy, get on your defensive gear, people.
Start of a new month, the day a lot of people on the radio try to grab headlines by playing jokes on listeners. Most of the time, however,
do a wacky prank tomorrow.
Later. Well, I mean, what happens, though, now is that you get fired. A radio, there's no tolerance
anymore.
Are you
threatening me?
Right.
Not threatening you.
Are you threatening me?
I'm just suggesting.
I don't call
that. We have often that. Richie loves to do this. A couple of years ago, he had me convinced he'd sold his car. He did a very good job. See, Richie's the kind of guy that is, I can't pull his.
I would never do that to you.
No, the big one was when he kind of like said he had a colonoscopy, but then he also went to a concert or something.
Right, yeah, I remember that one too.
That's
right. Kind of colonoscopy at the Sub Dudes concert.
I'm not kidding. I'm going to the Moody Blues concert here in Palm Beach tonight. And then I will be here tomorrow to sing the praises, if you will.
I might be pregnant tomorrow.
Really?
Just giving you guys a warning.
Maybe help.
Your father aware of that. All right, so anyway, don't. My advice to my brethren on the air in this era is don't go too far. Don't get into trouble.
We want you to go out and get crazy, but don't go too far because then we might have to fire you.
Well, there are a lot of
But then can't we take over for them?
Now.
So don't we want them to do that?
Yeah, well, I guess we do. It's self-serving, yeah.
Right.
All right. All of you make a fool of yourself tomorrow so we can take over on
be idiot.
Wednesday.
Hey, that drinking water stunt really worked well. Go ahead and try that.
Oh, my God. Like, one radio station killed that woman.
She died.
Okay, so along with that, baseball season begins today.
Yeah.
More or less in full swing, if you'll pardon the pun. Let's see, there are 26 teams, I think, playing today, right? How many teams are there all together?
60.
No, there aren't 60. I think it's more like 40. Is it 40?
Yeah, it'd be about 40-something, I would think.
Yeah.
20 in each league.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if they never come back, so it's root for the whole
Dodgers.
MLB.com, go Nats.
Oh, come on, those
The Red Sox, please.
It's all about the Dodgers this year. Stop being haters.
Okay, so let's see. What else is there? At the end of the month, there are all these phony deadlines for things. Every month, there's something at the end, something at the beginning.
I think Obamacare is the big
one. That's the big phony. That's the big phony, because it really isn't. If you listen to Kathleen
Sebelius, if you ever want health insurance ever again, you have to do it today.
Right.
Yeah, nonsense.
We basically overhauled health insurance in this country, but if you don't sign up for it today, we're...
Yeah,
not going to cover you.
No, tomorrow.
So that you can be covered.
When Kathleen Sebelius, who's the
uncovered
Secretary of Health and Human Services, said, she was asked by a reporter over the weekend, so what about the extension of this deadline? She said, what do you mean? We're not extending the deadline. Well, but you've told people that they can sign. Oh, yeah, but we're not extending the deadline. We're just being more flexible. It's much more flexible if we let people sign up another month or so. You know, well, we're trying to help everybody out here. Don't worry about March 31st. But there is a deadline. It's just flexible. So I'm going to apply that to my taxes. Well, there's a deadline for getting the money on April 15th. But you know what? I don't really have all the money. Or I'd rather keep in the bank and earn interest. I'll send it to you in June. Is that okay? I know that the deadline is April 15th. I got that.
Such a mess.
But let's just, I want to use the money a little longer. I'm just going to be flexible.
You know, one of the more interesting things is that here in the D.C. area in Maryland, the lieutenant governor who was the head of the installation of this in Maryland on the computer side.
Yeah.
Totally botched it.
Really?
Totally. And he's trying to run for governor now.
Good point.
And he's having to carry that bucket around with him.
Yeah.
But then along with it is Governor Martin O'Malley has presidential aspirations.
Uh-huh.
And so they're talking this weekend about how he can't pawn this off on his lieutenant governor. When it all comes down to it, the buck stops here. Uh-huh. And so he's out there defending himself this weekend. It's just,
it's... Okay. That's another waste of time. He's never going to... President O'Malley, can you even say those
two? Wasn't there an O'Malley running on 24?
O'Malley?
Oh, I mean, fine Irish name for sure.
Right.
But my president, not this time.
North and South Korea over the weekend got carried away with themselves.
What is going on with these
two? It was like the Hatfields and the McCoys.
Kids. Yeah, it is.
Right, exactly. So supposedly nobody realized where they... Who shot first?
North Korea had told South Korea, listen, we're going to be doing firing these missiles and shells and everything. So it's just in training. Don't worry about it. We've heard that recently.
Uh-huh.
And then South Korea says, whoa, wait a minute.
You are firing
into our waters. So we are going to defend ourselves. And so this was a whole
defend
thing.
Defend our fish that are in
right,
the water.
Right. So killing each other's fish is basically what it is.
That'll show them.
All right, the Supreme Court.
It's reported that five fish have been killed so far.
No kidding, really?
Three are missing.
Did they get them, or the bears eating them? Who's eating
1.2 million fish are missing. We're still waiting for...
By the way, the trailer's in the theaters for the new Disney nature movie that's supposed to be out on
My kids want to see that, the one about the bears.
Yeah, I think it looks good, except they show the bears eating fish.
You know what happens when they eat fish, right?
Well, they get upset.
It's true what they say about being in the woods.
I was about to say, does a bear in the woods?
But you see, I was trying to be serious with that, folks, but I think I'll move on now. The Supreme Court, not much on email. When they take their seats on the bench today, they're going to be faced with a computer conundrum. And this could be worth billions and billions of dollars. What new apps ought to get patent protection? Apps. How many are there? Thousands. Tens of thousands. How many? Anybody know how many apps there really are?
A lot.
Number of 300,000 or 400,000.
I can't even imagine.
Countless.
Okay. So this is one of the biggest patent cases that the Supreme Court has ever heard. And it's gotten plenty of interest. Matter of fact, a lot of clicks from the big computer companies. So what's at stake here, Kenny? How do you read this apps getting patent protection? I would think it would be like anything else that was unique. You ought to be able to protect some idea that's your own, right?
Well, I mean, if you make these...
Sorry, Kenny.
What comes to mind immediately
is
the 15-year-old kid who made the app that makes the flatulent sounds.
Yeah.
And he sold
He
sold like a million of them.
You want to know why? Because it's always funny.
It's always funny.
Right.
It's always funny.
I have one of them in one of my studios.
That kid should be protected, right?
Of course he should.
Instead of you being able to make the same app.
So am I going to get sued because I'm this on the air?
No.
Am I being crude and childish?
But if you try to make an app for it.
Right.
Really?
And then somebody else makes
app of yourself.
Right.
Hey, maybe that's tomorrow's April Fool's Day prank.
What? We'll all
maybe
do
we just
guess
all day. No talking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Roberta should be here.
All right. She'll be sorry. She was not here this week.
This next break brought to you by Handy Wipes for Doug's microphone.
As a matter of fact, it's brought to you by the people that give you the gas, McDonald's and Taco Bell.
Oh, good for them.
So here we go. This is one of the most clever things.
That's
I wish
great.
We could find one of these commercials. Richie, will you see if we can find... There's a Taco Bell commercial using all the people around the country whose real name is Ronald McDonald.
Yes.
And so what they've done, if those of you haven't seen these ads or heard the story, Taco Bell has hired the... We don't even know if they're paying them. They just went around and found people whose real name was Ronald McDonald, telling the world through these commercials that they really loved going to Taco Bell for breakfast. It's a $50 billion business. The opening of restaurants early now, the fast food restaurants, worth $50 billion a year. So Taco Bell figures we better get a piece of that, baby. And they're comparing themselves to McDonald's with Ronald McDonald. It doesn't look like the Ronald McDonald you're used to. It looks like a plain, ordinary guy on the street. So anyway, McDonald's is going to counter. They've gotten tough. They're going to give you free McCafe. How do you pronounce McCafe?
McCafe.
McCafe coffee. Wow, that'll bring people to the store, right? Is their coffee any good? I don't know anybody.
Yeah, actually, I think that I like their coffee.
Their coffee
better
does
than
very
Starbucks.
Well.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people say they like their Dunkin' Donuts coffee is supposed to be better than Starbucks. But at any rate, McDonald's, supposedly the leader, they have 25% of the business. Imagine that, 25% of $50 billion. That's $12.5 billion a year just in breakfast. How much do they make with their lunch meals or with their dinner meals or meals that go on? You know, how many McDonald's are open 24 hours a day now?
Almost all of them, I think.
Are they all?
A lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was thankful, by the way, for 24-hour service. I never thought I'd think about this. But the other day, which day was it? I was going to go to, where was I going? I don't even remember where I was going. It was Saturday morning. Oh, I know where I was. I had to leave to go to upstate New York go to an auction, sell a couple of pieces of equipment, bring up some stuff. So I woke up at 2:30 and I didn't feel well. And my, you know me, I don't want to take any kind of medicine, I don't want to take any prescribed drugs. But my stomach has been so upset the last couple of months, I just sort of said, you know what, I want to deal with this, I want to clean up what's there. So I went to see my doctor in Massachusetts, and he told me he was going to give me something that would kill everything in my stomach. And I had forgotten to go get it. So I woke up on Saturday morning really not feeling well, so I got into the car and I drove down to the Walgreens, to get my prescription. It was 3:30, and I walked in the front door. I can't tell you the last time. I mean, I'm up early every day. But I was thinking about these people that work these night shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And at 3:30 in the morning, people wander in, and they think to themselves, who's nutty enough to be up at 3:30 in the morning to go?
I bet they were thinking you were there for a prescription other than something for
you. Pharmacy, you got to be open. You know,
but the other side of it is, how many people think, this guy's going to rob me? These stores that are open, they have no... In my neighborhood, they
look like a real threat.
I was not really looking like much of a threat. I had my slippers on. I didn't have my bathrobe and my shorts on, but I was dressed, but I just had my slippers. I didn't look like I was dangerous.
You couldn't wear shoes? You couldn't slip on a pair of shoes?
Well, I was in a hurry because I wanted to go down and get it, and then when I came back, I put my boots on to go to the auction. That's how it worked, Richie. All right, so anyway, 24-hour
business. What color are your slippers, by the way?
My slippers are brown and fuzzy.
Brown and fuzzy.
Yeah.
Ew, but what color did they start out?
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, may I help you stop the ravages of time? You've got a face that you love, a face you want to protect, and I'm here to help you do that.
A face that'll stop a clock.
Face that will do lots of great things if you keep it protected, and that's what Genucel does. Genucel is that product from the Hooks of Chamonix made as a result of their sort of a foray, if you will, into stem cell therapy, stem cell research. So now, if you feel Genucel, the product itself, it has a wonderful, I can't describe how it feels. It's not like water. It's not sticky. It just feels different. And it goes to work on your face, especially your bags under the eyes, the puffiness, that sort of thing, wrinkles around your eyes. And it's safe. The reason they had to have a special formula is if you use the regular product, like they have SOT wrinkle cream, get it too close to your eye and it burns and stings your eye. Have you ever done that with regular creams? You put them around? I certainly have. Put it close to your eyes because we all want to get rid of the lines around our eyes. And I get it too close and it stings. That's not what you'll get with Genucel. You'll get the bags and puffiness taken care of. And in 12 hours, you'll look in the mirror and think, wow, this stuff really works. And it does. Call 800-543-9262. Look at my face, and you'll see an example of a face that's been using Genucel. 800-543-9262. Order it right now, and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique wrinkle treatment for the rest of your face. But if you put Esotique on under your eyes, and it gets into your eyes will sting. You don't want that. That's why they have developed Genucel. It's for both men and women. So either or both, call 800-543-9262. Combat wrinkles and facial lines without nasty Botox and surgery. Order Genucel right now at 800-543-9262.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy, the water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay, here I come.
I got you, good job.
I did it, that was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized you taste with a kick?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized iced tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea. Realized tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Jen, update on the latest Chelsea Handler's changing her status, right?
Yeah, she's just revealed, actually her manager revealed, that this will probably be the last season of her E! Show called Chelsea Lately. Chelsea intends to leave when her contract expires. This is her new manager, Irving Azoff, who told the Hollywood
Reporter...
Told the Hollywood Reporter, she hired me to figure out her life after E! That they have about seven suitors and many ideas. So there you go.
Most everybody she works with, she dates at one point.
Oh, she does, but I don't think she's dated him yet. We'll see. Story developing.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel made a big announcement. It looks like President Bill Clinton is set to appear on Jimmy's show this week, April 2nd.
Why is that a big announcement?
Because he's no stranger to the talk circuit, Dougie, but this will be his first time on Jimmy Kimmel's show.
Mm-hmm.
And it came less than a week after Jimmy Kimmel hosted the closing night of the 42nd POTUS Clinton Global Initiative University Confab at Arizona State University, and Clinton appeared with Kimmel on stage March 22nd for a joint chat with his wife Hillary Clinton and Chelsea. So there you go, they're new buddies.
Right.
Now, Oprah Winfrey has become a big influence on Lindsay Lohan. You know, Lindsay does the TV show for Oprah's network, and the Mean Girls star told Ellen DeGeneres on Friday that she's constantly getting advice from Oprah. She said, quote, I
like cut the bull crap.
Almost every day, and she's been so amazing to me. Huh. Just, you know, for everything, even before the show was coming out. So apparently Oprah's a role model for Lindsay.
Uh-huh.
ABC canceled Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. Michael Chiklis, however... You remember him? You liked him, didn't you?
I like him. Yeah, I do like him.
He is joining the cast of the upcoming American Horror Story season. It's called American Horror Story Freak Show. He'll be playing the father of Evan Peters' character.
The TV show that he and Dennis Quaid did last year was quite a good show. The two of them were, it was interesting as they played off of one another. I thought that was a good show. It didn't last, but I thought it was a good show. All right, so Michael Chiklis back to television. Good, steady actor. 51 after the hour. All the steady acts are here on the radio. Richie and Jennifer and Doug and Ken on the air.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a well-known cardiologist, a special part of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with his overview of some of the important medical news that he gleans from some of the journals that publish every week. Number one item this week has to do with a common cold and what may happen from the various medicines. Can we even use the term medicine here? What are we talking about in terms of what may be considered medicine and what it does to people who are taking it, Ken?
Absolutely. These are medicines. You don't need a prescription to call it a medicine. These are over-the-counter medications. A surprising finding this week, Doug, from the New England Journal of Medicine, that over-the-counter sinus and pain remedies that combine two common ingredients, phenylephrine and acetaminophen, might cause serious side effects such as high blood pressure, dizziness, and tremors. These side effects occur because acetaminophen, which is the main ingredient in Tylenol, boosts the effects of phenylephrine, which is a common nasal decongestant, which we all go to the grocery or drugstore to get over the counter when we have a cold. Products containing this drug combination include Tylenol Sinus, Sudafed PE, E-sinus, Benadryl Allergy Plus Sinus, and Excedrin Sinus Headache.
So then why would people buy Tylenol? Is it star on the wane? Using, most people say Advil. You hear, I in my circle anyway, find people taking Advil much
you can't
more.
Take Advil, yeah, but you can't take Advil like 24 hours. Second day of Advil, you got to be off of it.
Really. Advil is an anti-inflammatory. It's very good for pain. The problem is for some people, it does affect the stomach and wear down the stomach lining. And Advil is okay on a short-term basis. On a long-term basis, that entire class of drugs, Advil, Motrin, the whole group of non steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, is not healthy to the heart on a long-term basis.
All right. Speaking of heart, the benefit of oats, the heart. Remember, Dr. Ken is an eminent cardiologist, so his specialty is the heart, and he watches that news very carefully. So this would appear to be good news.
This is great news. This week from the annual conference of the American Chemical Society, Doug, eating whole grains is associated, we know, with a reduced risk of heart disease, and a compound in oats may protect the heart. There's growing evidence that a phenolic compound is called avenanthramide, found only in oats, might possess antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-itch, and anti-cancer properties.
Listen up, if you're a married woman, there's something good in it for you.
Not making this up. BMC Medicine this week, married women and single women have a similar risk of heart disease, but married women have a lower risk of dying from it. Married women or those living with a person have the same risk of developing heart disease as unmarried women, including single, widowed, and divorced women, but the chances of dying from heart disease was 28% lower.
Is that because they are likely to be taken care of by their spouses?
Well, that is a possibility. Also, the other person might encourage them to seek early medical treatment for symptoms. There may be other explanations, as you suggested. And they also, we encourage healthy lifestyles with the people that we're with. You're good at doing that.
All right. So speaking of the heart, Heart Factors Plus is something that's on the boost, if you will, because so many people are finding it doing such great things. So what new news do you have for us about Heart Factors Plus, Ken?
Doug, to every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performing in the bedroom. Heart Factors Plus helps. Here's Paul from New Jersey. I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling in my feet. We'll definitely reorder. Heart Factors Plus is an astounding cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improved sexual function, and increased circulation throughout the body. Imagine better doctor visits, improved sexual function, and enhanced everyday life. Heart Factors gives you power, and it doesn't work. And if it doesn't work, you get your money back, no questions asked.
You get it by dialing 800-621-6313. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. Great for your head, your muscles. Call 800-621-6313. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Try Heart Factors Plus risk-free. 800-621-6313.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains cucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.